This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, several years ago on Cross Hope, we used a humorous introduction to a message. We talked about how parenting oftentimes is 2, 3, 4-word sentences. Pick up your clothes, brush your teeth, brush your hair, turn down the radio, turn down the TV. And we had a laugh listening to those analogies. But then we made the application that so much of Christianity is 2, 3, and 4-word phrases. Love one another. Forgive as Christ forgave you. Be faithful unto death. That's what we talk about today, faithfulness, as we begin a message by talking about the words of an old song by Don Francisco about being faithful to your wife, being faithful to your husband, being faithful to your family and to the body of Christ. Let's begin this message on faithfulness from 1 Corinthians today. It's in first person. Jesus is speaking in this song. It doesn't matter that you know the Bible if it's all just in your head. What I need to ask you, have you done the things I said? I don't care if you pray for miracles. I don't care if you speak with tongues. I don't care if you say you love me in every song you've sung. It doesn't matter that your sacrifice of praise is loud enough to raise the dead. What I need to ask you is, have you done the things I said? Do you love your wife? For her and for your children, are you laying down your life? How about the others? Are you living as a servant to your sisters and your brothers? Do you make the poor man beg you for a bone? Do the widows and the orphans cry alone? What I need to ask you is this. Have you done the things I said? Have you done the things I said? Today we're going to look at a passage in the book of 1 Corinthians, exactly where I left off last week as we simply systematically preach through this book of the Bible, where the Apostle Paul says there's just one word that you're going to be judged on when you stand before God, and it's not the word successful, it's not the word achiever, it's not accomplisher, it's the word faithful. Someday, you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, just like I am. And the issue is going to be basically one word. Were you faithful? Faithful to the Lord God who made you. The God who created you, the God who bought you with his blood, the God who sustains you through life and is the life giver. Were you and are you faithful to the Lord? And folks, that's all that ultimately matters is the word faithful. Let's read it as I read from 1 Corinthians 4, beginning at verse 1. Paul says, so then men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and those entrusted with secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. Underline that verse if you underline in your Bible. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Well, I mentioned this recently in another message on Cross Hope. From time to time, I have a sense that a message I'm giving is really important for the listener. That's you and me. This message on faithfulness may be just one of the most important messages you've heard in a long time because it impacts your family, your marriage, your children, your church. It impacts everything about you. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.